Hello and welcome to the Lent podcast from St. Ninian's Community Church for the 28th of March. I'm Tom, and today we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 10. I'm reading from the New International Version. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 PM, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He's staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time. "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened 3 times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who is known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, 3 men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to come to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. This story takes place shortly after many of the Jewish followers of Jesus had been scattered from Jerusalem by persecution from the religious leaders, including Saul. Peter has been visiting some of them in the different towns that they have fled to and is staying in a town called Joppa. The community of Jesus' followers was still primarily Jewish, and so Jerusalem and the temple there was the centre for worshipping God. So it was the obvious place to be based to try to continue Jesus' mission to build the kingdom of God, despite the deadly persecutions. You can imagine how some of those who had to flee may have been feeling cut off or confused as to how they could continue when it seemed they may be unable to meet and worship in the temple. And yet God was already using them to spread word of what Jesus had said and done to the people of the towns they went to. And God was to continue this pattern, as Peter was about to see more clearly. Cornelius, who is described as devout and God-fearing, despite being a Roman soldier, has had this message from God telling him to seek out Peter and invite him back to his house. This would have been difficult for Peter, as entering the house of a Gentile, a non-Jew, would have made him unclean, and he would have been risking breaching the law that he knew from the scriptures. With this conflict about to hit him, God sends him this vision of the animals. Peter goes to pray about midday, and it seems he soon became distracted from prayer by his hunger. Perhaps this is a little encouragement for us that when we often struggle to focus on prayer directly, God can still manage to reveal his will to us. In this case, perhaps God was waiting for Peter's hunger to make this message really hit home. Our internal revulsions to foods that we know or suspect to be dirty can be very strong. You might be able to remember a time when you were given something unfamiliar to eat, perhaps as a child or when travelling, or just an odd new food trend that you had just been introduced to. If the food to you seemed like it wasn't the sort of thing that was really safe to eat, then it may have taken a real force of will to try it. Perhaps you didn't manage. I can certainly remember as a child the feeling with certain foods that I physically couldn't move it to my mouth. For devout Jews, this feeling would have been even stronger, as they had quite specific instructions from God about this. This was part of what defined them as a people distinct from those around them. They would also have read in the scriptures about how their nation had faced catastrophes and ruin after straying from the law. So this would have been a risk to all around them, not just to themselves. Peter's strong refusal of the command to kill and eat from the mixed group in front of him comes from this knowledge. But all of these animals, clean and forbidden, have all come together from heaven. God challenges Peter that he should not dismiss what God is giving him. The triple repetition of this command is a pattern often used in the scriptures. When God is talking to humans, it is often described as happening three times. It's like attaching God's signature or official stamp to a command or a promise. Peter must have been confused at this point. Why had God decided to talk to him about food at this time? Was that really the most pressing issue when they were being attacked and scattered? But then he has shown the more important message that God was using the animals and his hunger to explain. I wonder whether Peter had a huge aha moment when he heard who his visitors had been sent by, or whether it was something that he worked out gradually as he travelled to see Cornelius. The full message from God was that God was ending the division between the Jews and the Gentiles, between the chosen nation and the rest of the earth. Peter realized he no longer had to treat them as unclean, but could freely share with them about Jesus and welcome them into God's community. The scattering of the initial followers to the towns outside of Jerusalem was not a setback in their mission to spread the news. It was just the first step. Just as they had gone to their towns and told others there, they were asked to go further and tell the whole world. Long before God gave the laws to Moses, he had promised Abraham that he would turn his descendants into a nation which would bless the whole earth. Peter and the other followers were getting to be a part of the fulfillment of this promise. The strong aversion we can feel towards some foods is also something that we can feel towards other people. Even though we don't live by the Jewish law, we can still feel that revulsion to what we might see as the unclean. We still worry that certain behaviours are going to hurt society or are a product of our fall as a nation. And sometimes they are. But let's try not to let that lead us to dismiss people as beyond hope or as someone we shouldn't deal with. Let's look for the areas or people that we instinctively dismiss or avoid and try to break those taboos. Let's look for the opportunities to respond with love rather than judgment. Let's always remember that God created all things and all people, that God can make anything clean, and therefore it is not for us to declare people unclean and off limits to his love. Let us continue to fulfill the plan that God shared with Abraham. Lord Jesus, you are King and Saviour for all, and we seek to serve you, spread your word, and share your love. Give us the humility and clarity to see people as you see them, rather than as society paints them. Give us the courage and inspiration to treat people as you would want us to. Let all people see your love in us before our own fears or concerns. Amen.